Cartel gunmen in Mexico created blockades, started shootouts in border state. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on September 28, 2023. Groups of cartel gunmen set up blockades while simultaneously fighting authorities in various parts of the border state of Nuevo León. The gunmen caused chaos along a series of important highways. The generalized violence comes just days after gunmen dumped 12 dismembered bodies in that state with banners threatening rival cartels. On Wednesday afternoon, groups of cartel gunmen hijacked multiple tractor trailers. They set fire to them in the southwestern part of Nuevo León, near the town of Gualajuices, along the highway connecting Monte Morelos and Liners. Video recorded by motorists and shared on social media showed trucks on fire that had been used as blockades. Hashtag relevant, así los bloqueos en la carretera nacional en los municipios de Liners, Monte Morelos y Gualajuices en Nuevo León pic.twitter.com/e57ckvpf. Azucena arrestee, at Azucenao, September 28, 2023. A motive for the blockades remains unclear. However, Nuevo León state police forces were clashing with cartel gunmen at about the same time in three separate locations, approximately 100 miles northeast of the blockades. According to information released by Nuevo León's Public Security Secretary Gerardo Palacios Pamaines, one police officer sustained gunshot injuries while authorities managed to arrest seven gunmen and kill three others. After those three separate shootouts in the northeast part of the state, authorities seized several weapons and vehicles, including a Barrett .50 caliber rifle. Eventos de Hoy en Zona Rural, Preliminar. A General Bravo. Policías de Fuerza Civil detuvieron a tres hombres y le aseguraron una arma larga AK-47 years y una camioneta. B. Los Aldamas. Policías de Fuerza Civil repelieron una agresión a balazos. Abatieron a one masculino y aseguraron. Gerardo Palacios, at Gerard Upmeans, September 27, 2023. The shootouts and blockades come just one day after Nuevo León saw its deadliest day to date in 2023. As Breitbart Texas reported, gunmen from the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas dumped 12 dismembered bodies in six separate locations within the Monterrey metropolitan area on Tuesday. Authorities responded to five other murders that day, setting a record for the year of 17 killings reported in one day. The violence in Nuevo León comes at a time when several drug cartels, particularly the CDN Los Zetas and the Sinaloa cartel, have been fighting with several others for control of drug trafficking routes north and the lucrative local drug trade. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.